chapter 4. I'm not going to try to keep you too awful long today. And I know some of you said, oh my gosh, you should have run dinner because he said that. No, I'm not going to keep you long today, God willing. But I want to ask you a question today on how is your memory? How's your memory? I'm not talking about that you forget your grocery list. I ain't saying that you go to Walmart and get what you came there for. Most of us do that if you're over 25. You forget. I walk in the room and I forgot why I came in that room. Amen. I surely do. The older you get, the worse it gets. That's true. Bobby Ray went to the doctor here a while back and he told Bobby Ray, the doctor did. Said, you do know you're getting older, right? Yeah. Is that what he said, Brother Connie Ray? What is that? You know you're getting older, right? My doctor said that to me 10 years ago. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think it was funny at all. But we are getting older, but how is your memory? And the reason I ask that, because I'm going to be honest with you, I know some folks had a custom to shout and praising God and testifying, but I'm talking about in your day-to-day walk of life, you ever try to tell somebody something that you forgot? You don't do that. You know the reason why you don't do that? Because you forgot. Amen. It makes common sense. And I'm not trying to be funny. What I'm saying is this right here. The reason sometimes we don't tell the Lord some things about what happened to us or tell folks about what happened to us in the Lord is because we done forgot. Amen. The reason sometimes we don't have the victory, we don't shout the victory, we can't praise God because we have forgotten what God has done for us. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, there's some times we need to go back. We need to renew some things. Amen. Reason me and my wife and review our vows. You know what, Miss Karen? I ain't never forgot the day I done it. Ooh! I ain't forgot that day. I love the sweet. I ain't forgot that day. I'll be honest. I'm serious. I ain't forgot that day. I really ain't. There's a couple of things I've never forgotten. Brother Ronnie, I passed out the day we got married. Older than a cucumber. It's 140,000 degrees. I had a 3-piece tux on with it. Boy, I'm a pretty thing. And after about an hour of that, I could have one more, and I'm telling you right now, I was out of here. It's hot, it's outside. There wasn't no air conditioner outside. You know what? The day I got saved, you know, and let me say this, when I came to, I had a wife. I don't make sure what happened in between all that, but when I came to, I had a wife. And I had a marriage certificate. I had to make it legal. I said, man, oh, why? But other than that, the day I got saved, I remember.
Right.
Now, I was there when I got married. I may not remember everything, but I was there. I know I was. But I remember everything that happened the day I got saved. Hey. I remember that day. Brother Ox, you know why? Those are 2 days I'll never forget. Between the reason I'll never forget them, because I've never had a day like that before.
Right.
Amen. I'll probably never, ever, I know I won't ever get saved again because right. You can't get saved but once.
Amen. Right.
And I know I ain't getting married again because I'm going to tell you right now, one time will do you. Amen. One time will do you. And you men, you sat down with a straight face and act like, well, preacher. Yeah, I had a service come pat me on the back and say, you're right, preacher. That's why sometimes you do it. So wife, you can go ahead and gouge him now. Praise God, I tell you right now, one will do you. I love my wife, Brother Austin, amen. Praise God, brother, I love you. Thank God I got somebody back in the preacher of that. Amen, brother. Praise God. We somebody here to praise us. But I ask you, but praise God, I'm going to tell you right now, one dose of salvation will do you for all eternity.
Amen.
We need to do us good. I tell you, resist it, man. I'm done kidding now. He'll do us good to remember what we've got. Amen.
Amen.
Right. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, and then looking in verse 6. And God is talking to the preacher here. 1 Timothy 4 and 6, the Bible says, if thou put the brethren, now notice that's the saved, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished us in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Now God's talking to the preacher and he said this, you ought to do something that can remember where they one time was and what happened unto them. Right. Now I'm going to tell you, God said if you'll help them to remember, he said you'll be a good minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you something today. I'm just going to just let you have this truthfully. If you can't remember and you know, the probability is very high that you ain't never been there.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
I have never forgotten going to Mom's heaven. I never been there. Amen. I didn't have to forget it, Brother Ronnie. I can't recall it because I've never been.
Right.
I've been close to it. I've seen the Wyoming border, and I was in South Dakota. I don't know what Wyoming looks like. I looked out over it. But Lord, I ain't never forgot about being there because I've never been there.
Right.
Amen. There's a lot of things that I have not forgotten that I did. I never did it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But I never forget the day I got saved because nobody, I was there. I begged him to save me. Please, he saved me. And I confessed him as Lord. You know what he done?
Yeah. Go ahead.
He saved me. Amen.
Amen.
He saved me. I'll never forget that day. But God said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Now, I want to read you some scriptures. Time would forbid us to go to all these scriptures, but I want you to listen to what these scriptures have in common. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. While you're right there, let's go ahead and get this. 2 Timothy chapter 1. It's right there at it. Next book over. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at verse 6, what God has to say. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. You know what he's talking to? He's talking to the saved. Now, first of all, God thought it was important enough to tell the preacher, you stir him up by putting him in remembrance.
Right.
But God felt it was so important, Brother Ronnie, that he told the Christian, you stir up the gift that is in you.
Mm-hmm.
It goes hand in hand where David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Right. Right.
Amen, it does. Praise God, I want you to know today, if you're saved, I'm going to tell you, God requires of you that you not forget where you one time was. Amen.
Amen.
You know what the difference is? And some folks that shout, testify, and cry, and boy, I mean, just weep, and can't never get it told, can't never give up that gun, can't never quit rejoicing, and those that sit there and say, yeah, for sure, I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know why? You forgot where you come from. Amen. You forgot what's in you. Amen.
Yeah.
You forgot what's happened. You quit looking in your rearview mirror. The saying is this. Hindsight is 20/20. I never forgot who I am because I constantly in my rearview can see who I was. Amen. Brother Art, I ain't never changed. I've just been a sinner saved by grace, and I have had a change, but I'm still the old Art Adams. Amen. Saved by the grace of God.
Right.
I ain't never forgot where I was.
No.
I ain't never forgot what I was before He saved me, because it constantly looks me in the eye. I know who I am. I'm just dust, and I tell you right now, it do us well to remember that.
Right.
You been to Sunday school lesson this morning? Praise God, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a good Sunday school lesson. Praise God, I want you to know today, praise God, it do us well to remember who we are.
Right.
Amen.
Come on, read another verse of Scripture. Say where you're at. I'm going to go to a couple more while you're there. While you're listening, turn to 2 Peter. But the Bible says in Hebrews 10:32, but call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great path of affliction. God said, call the former days to remembrance. When you one time first got saved. He didn't say all the way back to the beginning before you got saved. He said, after you got saved. Well, Ron, I remember after I got saved, it's a little rough, because the devil went straight for the attack. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He will. You get saved, and the devil's going on the attack, and the reason why? Because you don't belong to him. He lost you.
Right.
Amen. You can't go to hell if you want to. God said he'd do you well to remember. You say, preacher, why? Because if you can't shout out victory that you got now, at least, dear God, you can shout out the victory you used to have. Amen? Because you know what God does for those who just got saved? Praise God, He takes that dear sheep, and He takes it in His hand, He takes care of that little lamb, He nurtures that little lamb, and as the devil goes on the attack, I will say He protects that lamb, and praise God, I will tell you right now, that little lamb, its whole life ought to revolve around God. And God said, remember, what did you one time was?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm going to tell you right now, not only that, but I'm going to give you some of this right here, just food for thought.
Bless you.
The reason I believe God said, remember the former days, you know why? I'm going to be honest with you. Because as a little lamb, if you've ever been saved, I'm not talking about, well, preacher, do you believe I'm saved? If you've ever confessed to Him, I believe in your heart. No, I don't believe you're saved. I know you're lost.
Right.
I don't have to believe it. I know you are.
Yeah.
I know you're lost. I don't care what mom and dad has to say. I don't care what you have to say. If you ain't never asked him to save you, believe he'd had, you ain't never come when he been come, you ain't saved, you're going to hell.
Right.
If you don't have to take my word for it, wait one day, you'll get there.
Right.
Amen. You can come to church all your life, die and go to hell. I don't care who you are or what you are.
Right.
You can be a good person, die and go to hell. And I challenge you, find any scripture says anything otherwise.
Right.
There's not one verse. But I want you to know this, the reason I believe God said, remember the former days, you know what we used to do? The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Brother, only while the Lord carried me in His bosom as a young lamb, and He did for all of you that are saved, I couldn't help, I'm sure, but to hear the heartbeat of the Savior. Remember the former days. Brother Ronnie, I believe he said, remember the heartbeat that you heard.
Yes.
The intimacy, the closeness that we one time had. Amen. Remember. Amen. Remember. You know the great problem with those that have amnesia? They've forgotten and they cannot remember. You ever knew anyone that had Alzheimer's? My grandmother, my dad's mother, died and she had Alzheimer's. The most heartbreaking thing to my dad, that was her baby's boy. The youngest boy in the whole family. And I don't know that she doted on him. I don't know that she ever did. She was a good, godly woman. But what broke my dad's heart the most was when the first day he walked into her room and she said, "Who are you?" She had no idea who he was. I wonder what our Savior thinks when He steps right in the midst of our soul. I wonder what our Savior thinks when He steps in the midst of our church. I wonder what our Savior thinks when He steps in the midst of our life. And we have forgotten the closeness, the sweetness of His fellowship. God says, remember. While you're in 2 Peter, let's look there in verse 13. 1 and 13, 2 Peter, matter of fact, look at 12. 2 Peter 1 and 12, and the Bible says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things." Now listen, he wasn't talking to those that were ignorant. He said, "Because though ye know them, and be established in the present truth." Paul went on to say, or Peter did, in verse 13, the next verse, he said, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." God said it ought to stir you up to tell you where you used to be and where you one time was and where God delivered you from.
Amen.
It ought to stir us up. You say, "Preacher, I just don't get excited." I'm going to tell you, you see yourself going to hell, and God saved you out of that hell. Brother, that'll stir you up. He said, "No, you ain't saved."
Right.
Amen. And I mean that with all my heart. Preacher, I'm going to tell you, I heard a man about feelings. Bless God, you don't have to feel hell. I was headed there.
Right.
And He saved me from that place.
Yeah. Amen.
Some of you, I know y'all think I'm crazy. That's all right. I'm going to live there.
Bless you.
And the reason being is because, bless God, I'll tell you, I know how close I was to hell. I could tell I knew I was.
Right.
Brother, I was so close He wanted to save me from it.
Right. Amen.
I was close enough. Amen. Close
Amen.
Enough. You know how close I get to a snake, Brother Lee? Close enough. I ain't getting nowhere close. He'll never have to worry about striking me. Praise God, I'm going to tell you right now, if I can see a thing, that's close enough. If I'm close enough to a place called hell that God has to warn me, that's close enough.
Amen.
Amen, that's close enough. Let me ask you this today. I ain't even got into the message, I'm still on the scripture. My soul, how close are you going to have to get to hell? Mm-hmm. I mean that with all my heart. How close are you going to have to get to hell before it's enough? I wonder. Preacher, I have tomorrow. You don't know that you have any more time today.
Right.
Right.
I can't tell you in the last year the phone calls, Miss Karen, that I have gotten from folks that know me in Wilkes County that have told me they had to stop a service because somebody had a heart attack or a stroke or somebody died right in the middle of the service. How close are you going to have to get to go?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How close are you going to get before God says, that's enough? Preacher, what am I supposed to remember if I'm lost? That there's a Savior.
Amen.
And dear Lord, friends, He loves you.
Right.
Dear Lord, I'm telling you right now, there's a back door. There's a way to, your way of escaping hell. Don't go there to begin with.
Right.
You want to escape hell? Don't get there to begin with, because there's only one way street to hell. You don't go out.
Amen.
Amen. You can't get out of hell once you get in there.
Right.
And God made a way of escape. Take care of that before you go.
Amen.
But God said in verse 13, "Yea," or Peter did, said, "Yea, I thank thee, as long as I am in this tabernacle. Stir you up by putting you in remembrance." Peter said, "I ain't going to stop. I ain't going to stop reminding you of where you used to be and where God brought you from."
Right.
And if I don't do anything for you, you've never seen yourself going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you know what? I'll just tell you this, and I'm being honest. I believe with all my heart you're going to see yourself going to hell before you'll run for a Savior.
Amen.
Right. Amen. If you never see yourself going to hell, you will never hunt for security. You never will. Now listen. On down in verse 15, Peter said this: "Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." Now God doesn't use remember. God, this is what God said: "Remember, remember, remember, remember." We have done gone on past the cross of Calvary. And God's saying, listen, I don't want you to turn back, but take a good long look at the cross. Take a good long look at the cross and Him who hung there and died for you. Remember. Remember. I tell you right now, God had went on to say this in chapter 3 and verse 1. Same chapter, same book. 2 Peter 3 and 1, God went on to say this. This second epistle, Peter's saying one more time, "Beloved, I now write unto you, in those which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." Jude went on to say this in Jude 1 and 5, "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not." I want you to know today, friend, there is a heaven, there is a hell, and I want you to know today, it's your choice where you go.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But I want you to know, Christian friend, praise God, we've got a job to do, and if you'll forget, we'll not be doing our job. Amen. I'm going to mention just a few things today to you, and then I'm going to let you and God have time. But we need to remember some past mercies. Amen. We really do. Listen to me now. In Deuteronomy 32:7, God said, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he shall shew thee thy elders, and they will tell thee." Praise God, let me tell you, the reason I know how good God's been, because I heard some old-time preachers sit behind a pulpit and preach hell hot and heaven sweet. I heard what they had to say, Brother Ronnie. I heard what the book said. Yeah. And you know what? I remember hell hot, heaven sweet.
Right.
Amen. Remember how sweet God's mercy is.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, how many of you today deserve heaven? Go ahead, this message is not for you. You are excused. How many of you deserve heaven? Yes, what I thought. You must be made out of the same dust I made out of. Filthy, low down, rotten, and stinky.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what all of us are.
Yeah. Right.
We need to remember God had mercy in the past. Hallelujah. He ain't done yet till the rapture takes place.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Right.
You ought to be able to thank God today if you're lost and you're still lost. You ought to thank God you ain't in hell today. He has
Right.
mercy on you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
We need to remember His past mercies.
Yes.
Know that, we need to remember His wonderful works. Amen. God's done some wonderful things for us. How many of you have ever been in trouble and you're still in trouble today? It's just been going on for years and years. You're still yet in trouble. You ain't never got out of trouble. Yes, what I thought. God has done some wonderful things. Psalms 77:11, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something today. If it had not been for God having mercy on a man named Noah, and Noah found grace in the eyes of God, all of mankind, Brother Ott, would have been destroyed, wiped clean off the face of the earth, and we would have been done.
Right.
Right.
Done. But God, His wonderful works, praise God, loved us. And God told a man named Noah, build an ark.
Yes.
And by that ark and water, God saved 8 souls. Amen.
Yes.
So the Word of God declares. We need to remember the Lord as our deliverer. Amen. I want you to know something today. I don't want you to forget about your tithes and offerings because I don't get them. But I'm going to tell you, this didn't save me. Amen.
Right.
It ain't going to save me some heartache paying my tithes. But I want you to know today, that didn't save my soul.
No.
We need to remember the Lord as our deliverer.
Right.
Amen. We'll remember our last vote. Amen. We will.
Bless you.
I bet you 90% in here will remember your job on Monday morning. Amen.
Amen.
You will.
Yep.
Amen. Miss Nancy, I talked to her just a few minutes ago. I started talking about her job, and I can tell you, I was just dragging that up. I said, I ain't saying nothing more. Just enjoy your day off. And I feel the same way. I've worked a job all of my life, and I don't want anybody dragging up my job on Saturday or Sunday. I don't work on Saturday or Sunday. I don't want anybody talking to me about work on Saturday or Sunday. Amen. Not about my job. Praise God, I'm trying to get away from that place. Praise God, I worked all my life just to run away. Amen. I know you're doing the same thing. I don't blame you one bit. But we need to remember the Lord as the deliverer.
Right.
Praise God, the Bible says this in Jonah 2:7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord.
Yeah.
And my prayer came in unto Him, or unto thee, into thine holy temple. I wonder how many times that's happened to us. Jonah was in the belly of the whale. I wonder how many times we've turned our back on God. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I've never done that. Oh, contrary. You mean tell me you followed everything God said for you to do every time? Yep, that's what I figured. You're just about like the rest of us. God said you go do something and we'll go, God, not me, I can't. God, I can't. Tell Kevin to do it. Get old and do it. God, get off to do it. God, I don't want to do it. God, I can't. We'll give God 40 reasons why. Ain't that what Jonah done?
Yeah.
And God had to run him down on a boat in the middle of the ocean, had a whale swallow him up. And Brother Ott, it took 3 days. Praise God, I'm going to tell you right now, that boy began to cry out to God, say, oh God, out of the belly of the whale.
Right.
Oh God, would you hear me? That's about like us. God has to cause tribulation, trouble to come our way for us to sit up and remember Him.
Right.
You know when you'll remember God, that's time trouble hits you right square between the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Then you begin to pray, say, oh God, help me. You do us well if we never forget Him.
Right.
Amen. We wouldn't get near as much trouble if we remember God. He's the deliverer.
Amen.
Amen. If you do find yourself in trouble, call upon Him. He is a faithful deliverer. We need to remember the words of Christ concerning how we treat others. Amen. God said in Acts 20:35, I eschewed you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. We need to remember. And I don't know if church don't ever have that kind of problem. I know most of the time, as far as I know, we give and give and give. And I mean, this church is good to give. I commend you for that. Good to give. Because I'm going to tell you right now, God said, give and it shall be given unto you. Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you'll do your best to get your mind off you, God will take care of you from somewhere else. God will.
Right.
Praise God, we need to remember. There might be a hot water amongst you, but I'm going to tell you right now, God help you if you are. Amen. You ain't going to live here but once, and praise God, what you do here will impact all eternity. You ought to do what's right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But we ought to remember. We ought to remember the death of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says this right here, 1 Corinthians 11:25, after the same manner also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. We ought to remember what our Savior did on the cross of Calvary. You know what? We have communion. It's not a form and a fashion. Praise God, I tell you, I remember what he done for me.
Amen.
I remember I wasn't, the preacher, was you there? No, I wasn't there. But Ronnie, Brother Ronnie, whether I had been there or not, he'd have still done the same thing.
Right.
He'd have still walked the same walk. He'd have still died the same death. He'd have still shed every drop. Nope, it didn't take one drop to save me. It took it all.
Mm.
He took it all. Had God had to spill one drop, he'd have come, been born, pricked his finger, dropped one drop, and then went on back to glory. It took the death of God to save all of mankind.
Right.
Every drop of God's blood. Every drop. We need to remember the death of Christ. You know why you need to remember it? Go home and get you a mirror. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to look yourself right there in that mirror and say, I am the reason he died.
Mm-hmm.
You are the reason that he died. This book, let me use this book. It's wider. This book, the Holy Bible, did you know this? This book right here was not wrote for Jim, John, or Joe. This book was not wrote to send you into condemnation. This book was not wrote that you might go to hell. This book was wrote that you might have life.
Right.
And be more abundantly. We need to remember that.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This book contains every word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Concerning us. Every word. We need to remember that.
Right.
We need to remember this is his commandment. Yea, his request, his love toward me and you.
Amen.
The only way we need to remember. We need to remember. Not only that, but we need to remember the teachings of the gospel.
Yes.
We do, we need to remember that. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:2, that you may be mindful of the words that were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, that we might be mindful. Brother Lord, how could I be mindful of the words of something spoken had I not remembered? I must remember. How many of you go study the Word of God and say, preacher, 30 minutes, I have forgotten what I read. But you know what? You say, preacher, is that my fault? No, that's not your fault. Just read and God will call to remembrance. Amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all begin to wonder and say, preacher, you know more Scripture? You quote Scripture all the time. Let me tell you something. You know what? I put it in and God gets it out. Amen.
Amen.
That's all I do. Amen. I put it in, God gets it out. Yes. We have a problem with God. We won't put it in. We need to remember. We got to put it in. It's hard to go to Wachovia and make a withdrawal and you've not made a deposit. Amen?
Amen.
They're going to look at you, you got three heads. They're going to say, your bank account is dry. How can God call for remembrance in your life? The Scripture has you not put them in.
Right.
We need to remember the Scripture.
Yes.
We need to remember, praise God, what it says to us and live by that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Not only that, I'm almost done. Some of you can perk up. You can smile a little. We need to remember who it is that brings us joy in the masses.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember who it is.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, you can call the preacher in the middle of the night. Preacher, will you pray with me? Sure, I'll pray with you right there. I'll come to your house and pray with you. I'll read you Scripture. Do you go to sleep? I hear you snoring. But let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now in the middle of the night. I'm going to tell you, Skyler, it ain't me that can reach and touch you. But I know who it is.
Amen.
I know one that can reach and touch you when you're heartbroken in the middle of the night season when it seems like there is no day. We need to remember it's him.
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalm 63:5, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate upon thee in the night watches. Praise God, I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Alton, there's been times I've been laying in bed and I couldn't sleep for worry. I couldn't sleep for the care that I had upon me. And then King Jesus showed up.
Amen.
And I began to meditate on who can I go to? Where, oh where, could I go? Where, oh where, Brother Ronnie, could I go? I'm reminded of the words of the Savior who looked the apostles in the eye and said, these also have gone without no also. And Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life. Where am I going to go? We need to remember He's the life.
Amen.
He is the one that watches over us. Not only that, but we need to remember that we're supposed to be the ones quickened by the Holy Spirit. You know what that word quickened means? It means made alive.
Right.
Amen. If we walk around in the same slumber and the death of this walk of life, tell me what draws the line between you and them. There went sanctification right out the door. Amen. It really did. You know what sanctification means? Separation. I mean no harm by this. You know what separates me and those across the road? You know what's across the road? The cemetery's across the road. I mean no harm against anyone in it. You know what separates me and those in it?
Life.
That's what separates me from you putting me there. Amen. Life. You know what separates us from those that are lost? He who gives life. Amen. And God wishes to give them life. We need to remember, we're the ones that have life. The Bible says this, John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your what? Remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. God's constantly saying, remember. Don't forget, remember. One more thing. We need to remember. Now listen very closely. We need to remember there's a heaven and there's a hell. There's hope for the Christian, help for the Christian, tribulation and fire for the lost. Because I want you to listen to this very quickly. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. Preacher, ain't you done read that scripture? Yeah, I did. I want you to remember it. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to get.
Right.
He will save you if you'll let Him. Christian friend, He'll stir up your remembrance if you'll let Him.
Mm-hmm.
A friend, you might be sitting here today, you might say, preacher, I forgot. You mean to tell me you forgot meeting the God of heaven? Now, brother, I've met a lot of prominent people. I've met a lot of great men. I have. I knew some preachers that were great men, had power with God, and I forgot. Because it wasn't that man, it was the God that man served.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. If I had met Obama, which I never have, I would probably pray for forgiveness. But let me tell you something today. How can you meet the God of heaven who created all things? Say, preacher, I've never met Him, then you're not saved. Because you must meet Him who deals in salvation.
Right.
To get salvation, amen. Because see, God don't deal with salvation through the preacher. It's a personal transaction. He's my personal Savior,
amen.
He only sends salvation one way, and that's through Him personally, as we all stand. As we all stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I don't want anyone looking around. I don't care if you're a young or an adult. No one looking around. I don't care who you are. I don't want every head bowed, every eye closed. No one looking around. Today, as we stand here at the piano, plays very softly on the piano. Can I ask you a question? Do you remember the day you got saved? Do you remember the time that there was a personal transaction between you and God? I did not ask you, do you remember the day you walked down the aisle? I did not ask you, do you remember praying with the preacher? I did not ask you if you remember crying. I ask you simply, do you remember the transaction between you and Almighty God? Do you remember the personal fellowship between you and Almighty God? God deals in personal salvation. Friend, what about it? Do you remember being saved? Do you remember being saved? If you don't, you're probably not. God will not slip salvation in on you. You did not get it privately. God did not give you salvation one night while you slept. God did not give you salvation one night because you went to church that night. He just gave you salvation. Friend, do you remember? Christian friend, have you forgotten? Is that the reason we don't tell folks about Jesus? Because we forgot? Is that the reason that we will not beat the bushes and tell somebody about Jesus? Because we forgot? Is that the reason we won't shout for victory? Because we just forgot about the victory. We forgot about the war. Oh, I tell you, preacher, all about the war. But what about the victory? I don't care about the war. I want to hear some dear Sunday God sing the songs of Zion because of victory. Friend, how about it, Christian friend? Have you let the war overcome you? You forgot about the victory because you got so caught up in the war. Have you got so caught up in the fight with the devil that you forgot about the victory? Sinner friend, have you got so caught up in the world that you forgot about Jesus? Preacher, I've got so caught up in living that I forgot about dying. Sinner friend, if you're here today lost, you better not forget about dying. Because there has an appointment been made for you. The very day that you breathe, the very day you became alive, the same appointment was made with you for death. And you're headed toward that spiraling, toward death. Friend, today, if you're lost, you must be saved. Christian friend, for you to be a productive Christian, you must remember. You must remember what He's done for you. You must remember how good He's been. How wonderful, what His grace and mercy. How about a Christian friend? Do you remember the altar's open today? Do you remember? Do you remember being saved? Do you remember? What about it, friend? If you don't remember, you need to come get some things straight out of God. Jot my memory. Some of you might want to come praise this day. Thank God. I'm glad I remember God. That's between you and God. Friend, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm glad I can remember when He saved me. Sinner friend today, what about you? Remember, sinner friend, time's ticking. Time's ticking. Just like a watch. Time's ticking. You're easing that much closer, ever closer, ever closer to death. Preacher, you trying to scare me? Friends, you ought to be scared of hell. You ought to be terrified of hell. Because hell's hot. It's a place of tribulation and torment. It was meant to torment the angels that have fallen and the devil himself. If it'll torment them, what would it do to me and you? We're nowhere near as tough as they are. We can't stand what they can stand. Friend, do you really think you can stand 30 seconds in hell? You'll scream in agony forever. Got to make sure you get a body that never dies, but it's always dying. It's always burning, but never burn up. Preacher, just because I won't accept Him, just because you will not accept Him as your Savior. What about it, friend? What about it? God deals with hearts today. What about it, friend? It's between you and God, preacher. Is it personal? Yes, it is. I just want to pray for you. Let me ask you this before we pray. Would there be one in the midst today before we pray? Preacher, I'm concerned about my destination. Preacher, I want you to remember me when you pray. I am concerned about my destination. Would there be one? Slip their hand right up and right back down. That's between me and you and God. I just want to pray for you. I don't want you to go unprayed for. I don't care who you are. God bless their hand. Preacher, I'm concerned with my destination. Preacher, please pray for me. Would there be one? No, I will not be shocked. No, and when I blow my mind, I will not call your name. I don't care who you are. Would there be one more? Preacher, I'm concerned with my destination. Would you pray for me? Preacher, please pray for me. I don't want to be forgotten. Someone pray for me. I need help concerning my destination. I don't know where I'm going, preacher. I'm afraid of the thought. Would there be one more? One more before we pray. Preacher, remember me. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, this morning just as humble as we know how. Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear Lord, for the good liberty you've granted your servant today. Lord, I thank you for the sweet word of God. Lord, I thank you, dear God, for these folks, Lord, great attendance. Lord, I thank you, dear God, for the word of God. Lord, I pray this morning for that dear hand that was raised. And Lord, for the many others, God, that should have raised. And now, Lord, at this time, they're wishing they had raised their hand. Oh God, I pray today, God, for their soul. I pray, dear God, that you, Heavenly Father, not let their hand and their heart go unnoticed. Oh God, I pray. I know, dear Lord, today that you have tugged at some heartstrings today. Lord, I pray, dear God, that you have mercy upon them. That God grant them another opportunity. And Lord, yes, I am very mindful, and I know you are not required to give them another chance. If they die and go to hell after this service, you are just in doing so. But Lord, I do pray for their soul. God, that they would have mercy, not justice. God, I pray for us that are saved today. Help us, God, to be ever mindful. For us to remember what it is you've done for us. To remember, Lord, the benefits of the Lord. Help us to remember who it is that delivered us out of the hand of bondage. Who has delivered us from sin, death, and the grave. Help us, oh God, I pray. Please meet every need in the house of God tonight. Today, God, I pray that you do that work that's so needed. God, I pray meet every need. Thank you once again for meeting with us. Thank you, dear God, for all you've done. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. In Jesus' name, I do ask and pray. Amen. Amen.